Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Discharge in that war.
Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom to all those that are gathered this evening. I pray all is well with the righteous, and it should be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's been a prosperous day here. We've had the Clarksville Saints here helping out on the land. And it's very good always to see my brothers and sisters, to hug my brother's necks and to talk to them and to see them, to work beside them, and whatever needs to be going on for the day's labors, they are willingly and lovingly glad to be of service. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank Yah for his love, his life. You know, day by day, you can really see how they have lied on our Elohim. Lies that have been ingrained in us in some point to where we fear Yah, fear his power, fear his love. I mean, it's not a good fear. We question him. But it's sad, you know. In times of past, we never questioned the mighty one of this world, the devil, Hasatan. And now here we are in this walk, and we want to question the Holy One, the creator of all things. We have trust issues. We have no trust issues with our former father. I can say this from experience. It's these lies that still remain in us. And why are we not rooting out these lies that have been ingrained in us, that keep us from many realms of the love of Yah? And I think on this almost daily. It is amazing when you wake up, there is always a voice there trying to deny. Even throughout the day, we deal with these denial voices. They're there. This flesh is something else. Its voice is something else. Bless you, Sister Green. We need to come to the point, and we will come to the point. There are still many in this walk who have not crossed over. There is a journey ahead. But instead of keeping our heads forward, somehow, some way, we have our mind and attention on the Egyptians who are pursuing us. We ought to thank Yah for separating us from among the heathen, for calling us unto his purpose. There's not many of us. When you really look at it, child of Yah, there is not many of us. What is it in us that doubts? What is it in us that brings a ground of shame? What are these words speaking in us that brings us into worlds of condemnation? Have we ever sat back and started thinking on these things? Trying the contrary part. We know Yah's will. We know Yah's word. Or we should know. And when things come to challenge him, where is the standard that should be raised up in this time, in this hour? In the past few Shabbats, Most High has been moving in a unique and beautiful direction. But I also understand, and we ought to understand when we start understanding, is when much is given, much is required. And we see many failing when the time for the requirement has come. Many will say in pride, I heard, I hear, I listen, I watch. And when the time comes, when provocation is apparent, that very testimony, I heard, I saw, I watched. All of a sudden it withers. There was no root. There was no ground. Our Elohim, our Father, and I'm glad to call him Father, because I don't consider it a small thing to be called a child of Elohim. I understand in times past being a child of disobedience and all of its rewards, all the diseases, all the hurts, all the anguish, all the depression. And many of us can say the same. There's a lot in Israel. Many of us have diverse backgrounds. And we do. And Yah has chosen us. Some of the foolish things of this world. Chosen us as ambassadors to confound those that think they know. Thank you all in the chat for giving me a confirmation of how I'm coming in. Thank you. But in all things, saints of the Most High, all that are in hearing distance, you know, our hearts should always be indicted in a good matter. Knowing that in this walk, that all what is there to try us is not a strange thing. See, Yah loves his children. He knows his children one by one. This is how omnipotent he is. Even though we are many and he is one, this one is mindful of the many. This one is mindful of all that are in him and them that we are in him and he is in us. He understands, and we should start understand this principle. We know the Spirit searches the deep things of Yah. We've been hearing a lot of deep things lately. And I sit back and And I meditate and wonder, Yah, you're really preparing us for some unique times. If we're going to these levels, and you're trying to bring us into these levels of understanding and comprehension and knowledge and wisdom, if so be that we will humble ourselves and receive them, peradventure, Yah will give us understanding. Rahab. See, we're getting into some unique areas of warfare. Whereas in times past, it was, I can say, the shotgun method. Now the Most High Yah says, now that you have a foundation, now it's time for you children to be sharp shooters, to be skilled marks. And we receive a lot of word. But the lack of us not immersing ourselves in this word, the immersion begins when we actually live the very thing the word is dictating. And the word wants us to be true witnesses. There are so many false witnesses out there saying this and saying that and have not witnessed a damn thing. But many of us have witnessed the true. Many of us have witnessed the holy. Many of us have witnessed Yah in so many facets. And I thank Yah for it. Because I know day by day, my witness is continually going forth. And that Yah is strengthening the witness. As a witness is, I'm not going to witness nothing about myself. And I thank Yah for that. I thank Yah that I have the power to roll off my lips. Without him, I can do nothing. I know this place in Yah. I know when I say, without him, I can do nothing, that pushes him in a place of covering me in this area. It's sad that we have lived lives where the Hasatan has uncovered us so many ways. Because he wants us to be blind, miserable, and naked. Many times the eyes ask, who told you you was naked? And we're coming to him, proclaiming our nakedness before him. This life is straight. And I'm very thankful for walking a straight way. I am thankful for a narrow gate. Because keeping this mindset keeps us in a sobriety. Keeps us sober. Keeps us keen. Should keep us keen. We are no longer numbered with the heathen. And we should not be striving to be like the heathen. We are a called out people. Billions and billions of fleshly beings are upon this ball of dirt at this very hour. But only a few of us are proclaiming the life of the Creator, the way of the Creator, the joy of the Creator, the long-suffering of the Creator. Embrace your heavenly Father. Quit worrying about earthly things. Our Father knows what we have need of. Trust in all your ways. Acknowledge Him. Like Pastor said many Sabbaths ago, command the morning. Not only command the morning, command the day, command the evening. It is the power that is in us. We go on in the book of Ephesians. Last we talked about the power that works in us. I thank Yah for His love. I thank Yah for His sacrifice. For His long suffering. For His gentleness. For His meekness and for His temperance. For everything that He is. Amazing throughout the workday, whatever I'm doing here, I am glad that if I don't understand something, if something is just not right, I have a heavenly Father to call on and to trust on. And I talk to Him as a father, as a child would a father. Letting Him know, letting supplication go up throughout the day. Pray without ceasing, keeping your mind on Yah, thanking Him and blessing Him. And in the certain times of the day, you may something be required of your Father, and then something may be required of you from your Father. No matter what, stay in His hand. If He is in your mind, then you're in His mind. This is a beautiful relationship that they have lied about. That the mighty one of this world is trying to imitate. And we, many of us, we are witness to it. Don't deny it. You understand your backdrop. You understand where you came from. All the years of darkness, all the wasted years. And now, grace to revenge all disobedience. As you can now have your obedience fulfilled. We are in paramount times, saints of the Most High Yah. When the word is coming to us in a format that it has not come to us before, consider the things that are being said. Consider the things that are being taught. Consider the preaching. Let us hearken to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the assembly. Do not choose to be ignorant, because our Father is not willing that any of us should be ignorant. That is our Heavenly Father. The Mighty One of this world, He wants you stupid, dumb, demoralized, all that. Everything that natural death has to offer, He wants to give it to you. He is the Mighty One of this world. He can speak to your flesh. And His voice is overpowering in many of us. Yah's voice. But Yah is always speaking to us in the inner man, the new man. Oh, hallelujah. 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 We are in a war. This is a war that is not broadcasted on the news. I don't think it never has and never will be until a certain time. We've got all these temporary wars, natural wars going on in this earth. And here we are, the soldiers of Yah, fighting the real war. Yeah, this world wants to boast, and this country wants to boast. World War One. All right, World War Two. Now we're on the prefaces of World War Three. Whoopee! World War? World War has been from the beginning when the fall took place. And it did begin in this world. It began, we know where it began first. We know that there are two worlds warring. Hasatan tried to make his world greater than the world of Yah. He's the one that's producing these lies. He's the one with the voice of discord. He's the one with the voice of emulations and murders and deceits and malignities. That's the voice. Too many of us are still accustomed to that voice. That's why we have so many wars against our brothers and sisters. We still war on this war after the flesh and after blood. I pray, saints of the Most High, y'all have understanding of what is being said lately. From previous Shabbats, even now unto this blog talk. All of us have been called to minister to you. Always have a hope. We always plow in hope. What propels the ministers of Yah? Because we want those that hear to excel. We want those that hear to receive. This is a labor of love. Everything that we all as the body of Yah and the body of Messiah should be working in is love. And it's not our love. It's always always coming from the root. When we understand as a branch our function in the tree, you know that tree that Messiah was impaled upon? That same tree that the Word talks about so many places. We have a natural understanding of a tree. But as a spiritual people, this somehow, some way, should be helping us see beyond the veil. The veil has got us, so too many of us still caught up in feelings and emotions. We want to ascribe feelings and emotions as the spirit. But it's something about our beautiful about our inner man that supersedes feelings and emotions. Not saying that feelings and emotions are not bad. They're there for a reason. But how many of us as stewards of our own bodies, when are we going to start taking command? There's going to be a time when we got to give account of the deeds done in this body. We've got a natural body. But Yah, He only hears from our spiritual end. He understands where flesh is. He understands when flesh was nailed to a tree and taken out of the way. The veil, which many of us are still yet to cross over from. I listen to a lot of my brother's questions, but it's as if their eyes are still on the Egyptians. A lot of the questions are not coming from being passed over. A lot of the questions are not when they have reached the other side and when they have seen the waters swallow up their enemies. So much of the water in this hour is swallowing us up in the wrong ways. That's why you hear Most High God pleading with us and beseeching us to understand what's living in the water. We understand who is the living water, but on this world, I don't want to get too deep with this, Saints of the Most High. I don't want to lose you. I understand why my dear friend, my mentor, my father, I call him many things. This is why I have supported him for so many years. Because Yah told me I've got to be obedient to help him do this work. I don't care what comes down the line. I've got to support my friend. I've got to be the Joshua that helped Moses. I understand my function. And many of us, we have not got to that point. We have not crossed over to see what the potter has fashioned us for. We're just too busy trying to fashion ourselves. We want to be in fashion with this world and the things of this world and with the things of our emotions and with the things. We let these things fashion us. And when the word comes to mold us and fashion us in this image, we resist and we revolt and we rebel. And I get some strange thing, but I love you, Jesus. I love you, Yah. But don't put your hand on me. What kind of father? We had earthly fathers that have corrected us according to the plan. They had to put their hand on us, on our backside, to bring us to consciousness, to bring us to awareness. Now we got a heavenly father, and he wants to love us spiritually. He got to come to our backside? Wait, no, no! We've really got to have some sobering moments in our walk. Train wrecks and whatever must take place to defibrillate our minds and our hearts and our beings to understand where he was called unto. I am here now. Why am I doing this? Why am I doing that? When in times past, excess of rioting and such like, no questioning, we just flowed with the water. Flowed with the current of this world. Now the Most High has drawn you out of the waters. Praise you, saints. Praise you. I have a passion for Elohim. I have a passion for my Yah because I understand his passion for me. I don't want to see my brothers and my sisters perish. Those who I hug and I embrace, and I see those that have entered into this war, I want them to endure. I've endured. Me and Pastor has endured many years, and we're through a labor of love, trying to give the word of endurance to you and to see you resist, rebel, complain. We're hurt in part. We understand. We've come to a great understanding that it's not against us, it's against Yah. We're just here as vessels for his use. We speak for him. We are living sacrifices. We don't care about men's opinions no more. It don't matter. Yah is first and foremost. We know. Being in the potter's hands for this many years, what vessel we have been formed. And what we must perform. Here we are, speaking to you, those whom we love and we do love. You're hearing this broadcast, right? You're hearing the Shabbat messages. You're hearing the blog talks throughout all the week, sister to sister. Lion's Den. The Most High is speaking on many facets, but it's still one. It's still the same voice. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know we're supposed to be in continuing in the book of Ephesians, but I must let the Spirit blow where it lists. The wind blow. We don't know where it comes from. We don't question it. We just let Yah do what Yah has done for many, many millennia. We know we are in the end of days. We know we are in the consummation of all things. We should know. And here you are birthed for this time? And this is no small thing. So let us continue in the book of Ephesians, saints. We're still in the book of Ephesians. And I believe we finished up chapter 3, but I'm going to continue in chapter 3 up at the end of it so that we can transition, supposedly, in what our Bible says chapter 4, but we, as the people of Yah, understand. Yeah. We'll start in Ephesians 3, verse 20. This is almost like a benediction, salutation, but still continuing in the same thought as a letter unto the Ephesians. Now. We understand the word now. Now. Now unto him. Who? Him who? Him who? Messiah. Yah. Now unto him that is able. Who is able? Who is able? Hasatan is not able. Uh-oh. Now unto him that is able to do what? To do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. He's going to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. How? According to the power. What kind of power that works in us? Who is the power that works in us? Unto him that is able. When we as the people of Yah are going to really start tapping into this power. The creator of all things. And the creator had his mind on us. To call us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And to a few of us to fill us with his spirit. And this is a continuing process of being filled with his spirit. Because he understands day by day we fill ourselves with other ungodly shit. Why do you think deliverance is there for a provision? Why do you think deliverance is there as an arm of grace? As a gate of grace? As a way of grace? and escape. Having providing for us a more excellent way. Unto him, he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we ask or think, according to the power. And we got to understand, what is that power that we're tapping into at every minute, every moment of our daily consciousness? There's a power that does work in us. We have the ability, come on, we have lived in times past, but I will let you know, this far in this walk, that tapping into the power of anger and bitterness and jealousy and envy and contention and strife and such like. Yeah, they may so much show themselves to be somewhat of a power without force of breath. And it's amazing how much we let this crap overpower us. Because we don't realize the greater power that should be in us of a truth. See, the love of Messiah. To pass our natural understanding. To get beyond the veil of this temporal. To get into the realm of eternal understanding. Understanding that is high above. And this power, it says it works in us. In verse 21, unto him, unto who? Unto who? Unto who? I remember, I'm looking at the pronouns here. As in verse 20, it says, now unto him. Verse 21, it says, unto him. I remember reading the debunkers of Elohim. They used to have contention with these pronouns. I understand the reason why now they have contention with these pronouns. Because when we read it, the children of Yah, we know who him is. But the debunkers, the liars, the cheats, the scandalizers that would come against the order and the word of Yah. And whose father is the devil, Hasatan. They would be in contradiction to not understanding who him is. I know this might be elementary in saying this, but it is paramount. Of really knowing who Yah is, who Messiah is. When we get to the point to where we understand we have no power in ourselves, being the children of Yah, get to the point and understanding that the power that is in us now that we should be tapping in, that is being proclaimed to us day by day through his word. I am glad that any time, any hour of the day, I can meditate on his word. And I've seen this word so many times by its power deliver me out of so many situations. When I couldn't understand something, when I couldn't bring certain things to my understanding, I bow my knee. And I wouldn't literally, I would still be standing and walking and doing my work. I still bow my knee in the spirit. My inner man would bow his knee and talk to the one. Talk. He would get in touch with the root. And ask the root, you know, I need this and I need that. And we know from a natural understanding, you know, the root is attached to the trunk and the trunk to the branches. And all these have communication one with another. But they're all still tied to the root, and the root must do its work. And Yah has already established his work. But we, the people of Yah, do not take the time to supplicate and to pray throughout the day. We get in situations and the word escapes us. And my mind has always to go back. What would Messiah do? I know Messiah has addressed this. I know Messiah was on the tree addressing it. I know Messiah was on this earth addressing this. I know Messiah, even before he took on flesh, was still addressing all of my needs according to his riches and glory. But what have I put in the spiritual bank? Have I hid his word in my heart? What is really governing my feelings and my emotions? What law at any time, any hour of the day is actually perpetuating my actions? Am I going to the law of flesh and law of the world and law of feelings and law of emotions? And then find myself in disarray, in corruption, in jealousies and angers because I've come all of a sudden, I've stepped out of the body of Messiah. I'm in the outer. I'm in the realm of no protection now. And I understand that there's fears and there's torments because of this. The power that works in us, and Paul is trying to talk the Ephesians, come on, come on, come on. I'm not talking about this natural crap. I'm talking about eternal power. I'm talking about everlasting power. I'm talking about power from on high, not power from below that is earthly, sensual, and devilish. Power that pertains to my lust and my appetites and I will do this. I will do that. I will estrange myself from the body of Yah, as you have said in your heart. ask or think, do we really hone in on the conversation that's really going on within us? It's hard to say that we don't govern the crap that's coming out of our mouth. Verse 8, we're not actually governing the stuff that is coming from the mouth, which, you know, that comes from the heart, let alone what's coming from within. If we just get into the Genesis, if we get into the Genesis of what is taking place, then the revelation might have place. We can understand the beginning, then we can end some shit. And some may say, use the word S-H-I-T. Let us take a station break here. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. Gallatin is spelled G-A-L-L-A-T-I-N. Again, our mailing address is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word Straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. That's spelled S-T-R-A-I-T-W-A-Y.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straight Way Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Oh, thank you, Sister Wenda. Thank you so much. I'm very grateful for my brothers and my sister up in Canada who have been faithful these many years. They've seen a lot. They've dealt with a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, grown. But this is part of the walk. I've seen some lately depart because they don't want to be under a headship. Yah has declared a headship pretty much up there in Canada to be Brother Steve, Sister Wenda, to be that hub in that area, and some desire that they want to be the head and the hub. But if it's out of order, it will come to naught, and it has come to naught. But we see our brother and sister up in Canada, Brother Steve and Sister Wendy, they still remain, still solid, and we're very thankful. Continue your prayers for them and all those up there that are still walking in faith. They're still fighting the good fight of faith. Just in time, things will come to fruition. Hallelujah. 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 Now we're back. Ephesians 3:21, unto him, our Messiah, unto him, our Elohim. And I speak as this, as in the Hebrew, they call it the Akkad. But in our English vocabulary, I say one. Unity. Singleness. Our Yah is one. To understand this is to go beyond what we consider naturally what one is. Yah looks beyond what we think we know or understand. And I am glad of this. I'm glad Yah desires to depart his love, his knowledge, his understanding unto his children, to the ones that his seed, we heard in times past, has been released in. We understand your natural conception. We see one cell that is in the woman, and in one cell that is released from the man. What is amazing in this natural reaction, as the seed from the man searches from the egg, searches for the egg of the woman, that only one penetrates that egg. But what takes place when that one reaches that egg and then it penetrates that egg, the egg, sperm from the man, the egg that is there from the woman, both of them die. At that moment of union, first, that which is natural, then that which is spiritual. Just a little nugget there. Unto him, unto Yah, unto Messiah, be glory in the assembly by Messiah throughout all ages. And it says, world. Which world? Which world? Which world? Which world? World without end. John 3:16. For Yah. What did Yah do? For Yah so loved the world See, religion, Christianity, will try to lie to you. Tell you for, Yah so loved the temporal. Yah did not give his only begotten son was temporary. Everything that took place to bring Messiah to the tree first happened in the eternal. I will reserve this for a later time. Thank you, Brother Josh. Josh has posted it in the Blog Talk chat. It seems to be a hallmark verse for the worldly religion of Christianity. For Yah so loved the world, and they don't. First time when Yah woke up my mind to this, when Yah defibrillated my consciousness to this, when Yah actually took me out of darkness from the way that it has been proclaimed, that this world would have you, that religion would have you to believe what John 3:16 is portraying. So many shirts has this verse on it, and only a few really understand which world Yah loved. See, there's a world that is to come. We understand that Esau right now is in this time. But Jacob, Israel shall be saved. The world to come, not this present, as the word says, present evil world, which Christianity will tell you that Yah loves this present evil world. No, his word is against this present evil world. Yah's word tells you to come out from this present evil world. Yah's word tells you to come out from among them that are in this present evil world. Yah is not religion. Yah is life. There's so many religions trying to proclaim their fleshly deity, their temporal deity, their deity that is formed from the dirt of the earth, their deities that human hands have formed, human hands have set up, human eyes have exalted, human hearts that have exalted. I thank Yah for his spirit. It's beautiful that he gives us understanding which is holy and which is profane, which is temporal, which is eternal. It's the power that works in us. The true sight, the true hearing, hearing with Yah's ears and Yah's eyes. Not with our natural ears and our natural eyes, which has made all so many religions of this world. It tells you by your own strength, by your own might, by your own merits, by your own knowledge, by your own understanding, you can save yourself. Damn lies! Damn lies! For Yah so loved Israel that he gave his only one begotten son, that whosoever believes in, oh, I can believe on him mentally, and it will get you nowhere. I see my belief every day showing itself. My belief is hinged on his word. My belief is hinged on what he has put in me. My belief is predicated on his seed. Because the reason that I am in the state of that I am now, because his word came in and fertilized. Two became one. World without, which is the world without end? Think about it. Think about this world without end. We look at this present world that we are living in. It has an end. It has shores that it cannot compass. The word of Yah has went forth and predicated and made manifest that it will not go beyond this decree. So ask yourself, what is the world without end? Yah so loved. You think that it would put his only begotten son on a tree for a dying world? A world that is destined to end? It is written. It is written. It is written. And we watch as the people of Yah that has, you know, we call ourselves awoke. We've been awakened. Yeah, but can I discern the signs of the times and look at the natural sun, look at the natural sunset, and we can discern that? Oh, look at that. My natural eyes are beholding this, and my natural understanding is perceiving this. Well, what is your inner man saying? What has your inner man been fed to comprehend? What is the power that working in you is? What is it saying unto you that you resist? Saints of the Most High God, children of God, this is real. This word that we have been given, it is living. How do you know, Brother Teacher Shay, that it is living? Because I watched it. Not only with my natural eyes, but behold it in the spirit in much more profoundness and living color take place. And I watched this build a testimony in this that now even within myself, that can be a false witness. These so many years of all everything that has taken place. I read the word and then I watch it take place in living color. I'm like, whoa! I behold a lot of stuff in the flesh, but my spirit man is going, hey, listen, hey! Are you hearing what the Spirit, what Yah is trying to, what the Father is speaking to you, child? And I sit here at this time, this hour, in the passion of his passion, and understand the constraining and understanding the apprehension of what I've been apprehended for. Have you understood and come to the point what you have been apprehended for? That all, you know, your works of your hands in this lifetime and everything that you're doing under the sun, that now that you're walking under a different Father, that you're doing it under his power now. Oh, thank you, Yah. Thank you, Yah! For enabling my feet, my hands, my ears. All these years, I've yielded these members to a foreign temporal, mighty one? Now you, Most High Yah, you've called me into your light now. Your light. And the light exposes. And now, once I was blind, I understand that now I can see, but I'm not giving testimony of my earthly eyes. Now I'm understanding now that my inner man's eyes are seeing clearer, are seeing more visually, are understanding my spiritual ears. Are hearing beyond the temporary. Now my spiritual ears are hearing the eternal now. I'm like, whoa. Whoa. This point in my walk, I have went beyond the veil of me. All these years, I have been the veil. I should come to a point in my walk when I say to me, myself, you are finished. It is finished. Then I can walk into the grace of my Elohim. And step into his finished works. I can see now the true foundation. Hosea, you've called me to build. Now you've shown me a foundation. You've given me a foundation. Yeshua has come and made the foundation. And he has called me out of darkness into his marvelous light to build now upon this foundation, which he that loved me, he so loved. That's why we see the vision of preparing for our children's children. This goes beyond yourself. Even nature yourself, nature itself teaches you. And this perseverance for the seed that is to come after you. Messiah was on the cross for you for this time. When are we going to come to this realization? That while we were in our excess of rioting and partying and just living the day, he was on the tree. Now it's time for you to be on that tree. And when we get to that place, then the veil maybe can be rent in twain from top to bottom. And then we can clearly see. We want to see so much with our natural ears. We want to understand so much with our natural understanding. We want logic to mathematize and predicate, you know, all these deductions. Forgetting the power that lies within us. That the inner man, the one that is going to remain, because the word will not remain in this flesh man, but your word, the word of Yah remains in the inner man. The understanding comes from the inner man, but, you know, we, with our own deductions, our own surmisings, through our pride in studying, our pride in amassing so many books. Look at my books. I've read all these books. Still, you're void of the one book. Messiah himself. The word. He is the book.
But I got a King James Version here.
Yeah, you do.
I've got an NSB. Oh, wow.
I got an RSB. Oh, well, look at you. Well, what is the true book that you're reading from? What is the true book that you're living from? What is the book that is really feeding you? Our Messiah. We think we reading words on pages. We need to get beyond. Woo! What did our Messiah do? How did our Messiah react? How did our Messiah respond? What did he do? Here we got, we've got this temporal KJV, which I think, yeah, I've got one sitting here right in my hands. I'm wrinkling all the pages. I'm just in passion. I'm just... Woo! I relish on his presence. And I've come to understand who the real book is. I understand in our time and the hour that Yah has preserved his spirit in so immaculate, excellent ways. We hear the preaching. We hear the teaching, naturally. But we are we actually hearing, child of Yah? We may be, oh, I'm a textual critic. Are you? You're so much a critic against so much text. But you will not be a critic against that wicked way that's working in you. That iniquity that's working in you. Oh, you won't see that. But you'll see the iniquity of what's written. You'll see the sin of what's penned. I think that's why many don't seek deliverance. They don't like hearing the book. When the book, the real book, the living book, the living word shows them crookedness that is in them. Yes, this word must be lived. This is where the true understanding takes place. We are agricultural people. Our Yah has spoken so many parables in the natural agricultural realm. This is a code, the real code that many cannot understand because they have not been immersed in it. That's why they fight and they plug in and they say, no, you hear me? Pass it down. Oh, pass it down. Oh, pass it down. And he sits back and they just don't trouble him. See, a Yah called people that understand their mission. Children that understand the mission that is at hand. They know obedience. And they understand a mission start and a mission must be completed. Our commander is Yah. Our commander is Messiah. And the mission has been from the beginning. And we have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light, into this mission. And this mission is predicated upon the orders of the one who has proclaimed the mission. And the one who has proclaimed the mission, he understands everything within the mission that must be accomplished. And a true commander will provide all of your needs according to his riches and glory to fulfill this mission. Are you mission-minded for Yah? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians, as supposedly, we know this is a letter written to the Ephesians. I'm looking at my KJV here. This is Ephesians, and I see a number 4, and I see a 1. But as a child of Yah, I understand that we must go on with the thought at hand. Unto him be glory in the assembly, in the church, by Messiah, throughout all ages, world without end. And that's what we're trying to proclaim, those that are the call. Prophets, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Trying to get you into the understanding that you have been called into the world without end. That's why you must come out of her. And that's why you must come out from among them. You know you are not of them. Why rebel? Why resist? You get it all of your ways. Try to don up your hair and your lips and your eyes and your body to be accepted by them. When you're accepted by Yah, flesh don't mean nothing. He understands what he done with that flesh. He put it on that tree. He done away with it. So what does he think about your flesh? We have so much mind on our flesh. Don't think that Yah understands flesh. When he gave his only begotten son to take away this excuse. Why, I was flesh. So was Messiah. So was Yah manifested in flesh. So where's your excuse now? So many is going to proclaim in that day at the great white throne judgment. So many excuses are going to come before our Creator. And all the words he's going to have to say is depart. 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 Because you, this damn iniquity. World without end, amen. I therefore, you therefore, the prisoner of Messiah, and I, as a prisoner of Messiah, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation where you are called. Many are called, but are you going to stay in this walk to be chosen? Are you going to be of the few? Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Josh, again for posting scripture. Thank you all that has been joined this evening. And I thank you all that probably will hear this in the future. This is here for your edification, for your admonition, for your rebuke, for your reproof. Whatever may take place, take it as love from Yah, trying to perfect you, trying to get you home. I am just a mouthpiece. I'm just a teacher. Pastor Dow, he's a pastor. We are servants of the Most High. We are, have to act in our administration. Messiah, he was on the tree so that these can be parted unto you. So we all can come into the unity to perfection. Don't resist. Receive. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.